Are you competing for a Super Bowl or not? We talk about head coaching hires and the latest proof of a trend in the modern NFL as it relates to Super Bowl participants, a recurring theme on podcasts for many years. Not only here on the Todd Wright Toddcast, but the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast and the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and my casual conversation about football with friends. This podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult on any legal need, 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I thank Brandon Legal Group for helping me at this weekend's Good versus Evil MMXXV, our 50th golf tournament, sold out, hosted by the Tampa Sports Authority. Jeremy will be there. Thank you, Jeremy, for coming and monitoring play on the evil side. And Jeremy will be giving every player a Good versus Evil t-shirt presented by Brandon Legal Group. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Sean, Ingrid. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Pin Chasers, four locations in Tampa. It is normally the case where I play golf the day after I host a golf tournament, because this just in. I don't play in the tournaments I host. In my opinion, a good host cannot do both. So my treat to myself is to usually play the day after hosting everyone else playing golf in my event. But I'm going to bowl this weekend at the Brandon location of Pin Chasers, one of their four locations throughout Tampa. Thanks to the Peroni family for having us out in advance of this weekend to bowl. For location information, hours of operation, lane reservations, party planning, go to pinchasers.net. Follow Pin Chasers on Instagram for specials. And also remember, Pin Chasers does not charge you to rent bowling shoes to wear. They do not charge you. So you are saving money right there per person, as opposed to other bowling facilities that can charge you up to and perhaps beyond $10 per person to use their shoes. Pin Chasers does not charge you to use their shoes. They just ask you to return them. Pinchasers.net. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. We are recording this on Wednesday, January 29th at roughly 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We have one head coaching vacancy as we speak in the National Football League. That is the New Orleans Saints. So we have completed filling every other available job. And the New England Patriots and the New York Jets, who will always be connected for some interesting things involving Parcells and Belichick. And remember, it was a vicious hit on Drew Bledsoe that started the career of Tom Brady. The vicious hit came from a New York Jet linebacker in a Jets-Patriot game. So these franchises will always be connected. And in my opinion, they're not serious about winning a championship. They're not serious about making a Super Bowl. It's very simple. In the recent hiring cycle, the Patriots hired Mike Vrabel. Our previous podcast was about that. And the Jets just hired Aaron Glenn, who is also making the mistake, and the Jets are also making the mistake, because they should have made this contingent on offering him the job. Aaron Glenn, oh no, I'm not going to call defensive plays. I need to manage the game. Aaron, you are only getting attention as a head coach because you were a defensive play caller. A recent example of this is the failure of Matt Eberflus in Chicago, who only got hired by the Bears and their attention because he called defensive plays so well. Then he gets to Chicago. Oh, I'm not calling defensive plays. I'm going to be a head coach now. Why the hell did we hire you? Didn't work. My guess is, as much as I don't root against Aaron Glenn, I like Aaron Glenn. I don't like how he didn't seem to have any answer for opposing offenses the last, what, month plus of the regular season and one playoff game other than against the Minnesota Vikings, and the Rams did the same thing to the Vikings the next week. So I don't think anything's changing with the Jets. But my point is, both the Patriots and the Jets hired coaches with a defensive background who are going to defer and delegate some or all, likely more the latter than the former, everything involving the offense, the offensive play calling, offensive game planning, direct work with quarterbacks, to someone else. That doesn't get you to Super Bowls. And that was just proven on AFC-NFC Championship Sunday. In both games, you had a head coach with a defensive background who had little to no involvement with the offense, who defers and delegates most or all of the decision-making on offense to someone else. Both of those coaches lost. That's Sean McDermott of the Bills and Dan Quinn of Washington. And ironically, Dan Quinn is the last head coach with a defensive background, with no involvement, no to little involvement in the offense to make a Super Bowl. That was Super Bowl 51. And that didn't work out either because Dan Quinn's team blew a 28-3 lead. As he watched the offense fail. Granted, his defense didn't do much better. So let me walk you through it again. Since Dan Quinn lost Super Bowl 51, Super Bowls 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, and now 59 have all had both participants with head coaches that did not have a defensive background with no involvement in the offense. Bill Belichick was involved with the offense. Maybe not as much when he won Super Bowls 36, 38, and 39. But when he won the Super Bowls later in his career, he was involved in the offense. Just go read or listen to the Belichick audiobook by Ian O'Connor for proof of that. Or ask any quarterback or offensive player who was involved with Belichick on those teams. There is no head coach with a defensive background, with little to no involvement in the offense, the play calling, the game planning, and working with quarterbacks, who has made any of the last eight Super Bowls, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59. Because the two we have playing next weekend, Andy Reid, offensive background, play caller on offense. Nick Sirianni doesn't call plays currently for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's Kellen Moore. But prior to being head coach of the Eagles, Sirianni, offensive coordinator of the Colts, prior to that, wide receiver coach for the Chargers, prior to that, quarterback coach of the Chargers, prior to that, quality control for the Chargers, prior to that, wide receiver coach of the Chiefs, prior to that, offensive quality control of the Chiefs, prior to that, assistant quarterback coach of the Chiefs, and on down the line. If you are serious about winning a Super Bowl, you cannot ignore this trend. You cannot ignore that the Buffalo Bills had the ball with 3.5 minutes to go at the end of the AFC title game on their own 30. With 2 timeouts and the 2-minute warning. And their head coach basically was watching the frickin' game like the rest of us. Was not involved. Did not, as far as we know, even say in the headsets of his offensive staff, why the hell aren't we calling a play for James Cook? Just as one example. Sean McDermott was just watching. Really? That's what you want in your head coach in that situation with a Super Bowl appearance on the line? Just that he has a good seat? You don't. If you're serious about going to Super Bowls and winning championships in the NFL these days, this trend is very clear. You need a head coach with an offensive background or an alien type like a Bill Belichick, who also realized along the way that the head coach needs to have involvement with the offense and with his quarterbacks. So the recent hires by New England and the New York Jets show they're not serious about winning championships and going to Super Bowls. They are ignoring an obvious trend in the NFL. And the New Orleans Saints, we see what they will do. I think they're going offense, but we'll wait to find out. And any team currently employing, maintaining employment with a defensive guy, what are you doing? Are you serious about winning a championship or going to a Super Bowl? Or do you think you can reinvent the wheel right now? Also, I don't know where Pete Carroll stands on this. He is the last head coach with a defensive background to win a Super Bowl. That was 10 Super Bowls ago. I'm sorry, it's a little over 10 now because he lost 49. You could argue he lost 49 because he allowed the play call to be a throw instead of a rush to Marshawn Lynch on the goal line to win the game. In the end, I think Pete Carroll is somewhat involved with offense, but I don't think he's actively involved with play calling. I think he talks to his quarterbacks. But they lost that game in part because Pete Carroll wasn't involved as an offensive guy. So he's the last to win one as a defensive guy without significant involvement in offense, play calling, relationship with quarterback. Super Bowl 48, the blowout of the Broncos and Peyton Manning. That's a decade ago. Can't make it any more clear. At some point, this trend will end. But how about how this past weekend, it could have ended. It could have ended with the same guy we keep referencing, Dan Quinn in Atlanta, the last to get there. He could have done it. He didn't. They got blown out. Sean McDermott could have ended it. Instead, what happened? Same thing that always happens to Sean McDermott. He loses to Andy Reid. It's not going to change. The Bills need to change that dynamic. They're wasting Josh Allen the same way Mike Vrabel wasted Derrick Henry. I think you know where I come from on this. So if you are a fan of a team that has a head coach with a defensive background, I don't think you have any chance of making the Super Bowl next year because of everything I've laid out, of everything that just happened, of everything that just went on in the hiring cycle. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. We'll talk to you again soon.